And welcome to another edition of the Chesapeake Hockey Week. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How are you folks doing? We're moving closer and closer to that Tuesday date that we had before, but it's coming out on a Wednesday. We're getting there. Last week was Thursday. By association, that means next week's show will come out on a Friday because I'll just completely screw up the schedule. This week, oh boy, a weekend to forget for your Maryland Black Bears on and off the ice. Team Maryland, we sadly forgot about them, as is my usual wont. We'll go through the last four games for them in the past two weekends. The Stevenson women back on track. Stevenson men back on the ice. Navy, Towson, Stevenson Club, and some players. So there we go. First and foremost, let's get to the Maryland Black Bears. And before we get to the games, which really there's not too much to talk about when it comes to the games, I was perusing on the transaction page, as I am wont to do, to see what is up with everything. And on Friday, I saw that there were some releases made. Actually, on Saturday, I saw it. These happened on Friday. And I and the Sky reporter, Johnny P., told me about it because there was no broadcast of the game because of computer issues at Laurel. It was an interesting situation. But on Friday evening, the Maryland Black Bears released Matteo Minotti, Cameron Timor, and Spencer Silver in what they're calling violations of team policy. Of course, this comes to a shock as many, as Minotti was, for the first part of the season, a big breakout star for the Maryland Black Bears. 5 goals, 22 points in 33 games. Cameron Timor, one of the top defensemen on the team, only 8 points in 31 games, but defensively he was a solid workhorse on the blue line. And Spencer Silver, who had just come over, I believe it was from, let me bring it up here, he had just come over from the New Jersey Titans, only had one assist in a checking role, but all three of them are off the team. It's the right thing. It's the right decision to do. I mean, you have names that are notable like Minotti, like Timor, and Spencer Silver was in and out of the lineup. But you set the team rules up for everyone across the board. Regardless of your standing in the team, you have to make that move. And Clint Millamock and the Maryland Black Bears brass, smart job. Smart job for this. And that's because you have to, as a young team, you have to set the precedent. And if these kids have to be made of an example of, so be it. It sucks for them. Absolutely, it sucks for them. But it's a choice they made. It's a choice they're going to have to stand with and go on from there. Learn from it or don't learn from it and live your life accordingly. There's not much to say. I mean, you take out two, especially two bigger names like Minotti, who is playing on the top line and probably one of the more skilled stick handlers and speedsters on the team. Cameron Timor, like I said, a solid blue liner, moved the puck well, very, very good in his own defensive zone. But you had to make this move. You had to make this move to set the precedent. And I think it gains a lot more respect for Coach Millamock in the fact that now they can go ahead and say, this is what we have. Here is the line that we have. Don't cross it. And I'm sure they did this earlier in the year when the team came together and said, this is the rules. These are what we're going to go by. So, I mean, it's a weird situation. It's a situation I didn't think anybody probably wanted to get into. But it's a task now that it's over with. It's done with and move on and upward. Godspeed to Minotti, Timor, and Silver. It sucks that it had to go down that way. I really enjoyed watching all of them play. I mean, didn't see too much of Spencer Silver. Like I said, checking role mostly. But I think all in all, this will be an interesting learning experience for these kids going forward. That meant this weekend, right off the bat, the Maryland Black Bears were down 3 players. But it's fine. They called up some Team Maryland players, Mac Bryce, Connor Redden, who is back up with the team. He played a few games in the Maryland Pride weekend. And then Isaac Maburko also were called up from Team Maryland for the games. And boy, they were put into the fire quickly, huh? As the Black Bears took on the league-leading Johnstown Tomahawks. And it's not really much to say. There's not really much to say about this weekend. You can see why they're top team. You can see why this team is a top team. 5-0, 6-0. Those were the games, Friday, Saturday night inclusive. Saturday night was just a disaster. I mean, Friday night wasn't great either. I mean, David Tamea did all he could from all accounts. I mean, 35 saves on 40 shots. Offense just couldn't get much done. I'm sure this is a team that's, especially after what happened from this weekend, a little bit shook, trying to figure out what to do, kind of getting thrown together in terms of, hey, this player's going here, we got to do this here, we got to shake this up here. So, yeah, Friday night's game, Sam Selinski, goal and 3 assists. He's an amazing player. I don't think anybody can take that away from him. This whole team was great. A victory to take out of it from Friday night, at least. 1 out of 8 on the power play for the Johnstown. The fact they got 8 power plays was something, but 1 out of 8, pretty good. Downside for Friday night, everything else. 0-for-9 on the power play, only 31 shots. Really couldn't keep that top line in check of Briere, Selinski, and Benwell. It was disastrous. It was a disastrous situation. Then we go to Saturday, and it wasn't any prettier. 6-0 on that score. I don't know what the deal is. I'm trying to figure out who was added and who was subtracted. Manati Pool, Young Blue. Oh, geez. Is Merrick Wozni not in the lineup? No, Wozni was in the lineup. Why were they short a guy? Oh, Mac Bryce didn't play, it looks like, on Saturday. It doesn't matter. Maryland was 0-for-6 on the power play. Johnstown was 5-for-14 on the power. 6 goals, none of them scored even strength. 5 power play goals and a shorthanded goal for Johnstown. 5-on-5 play was great. The problem was the Maryland had freaking 14 penalties against it. That's 28 minutes. That's almost half the game. Discipline. Not great. David Tamayo, 23-29. He was okay. Kevin Lake, 5-for-5, shut him out in the third. That was pretty good. You got to give it up to Johnstown, obviously. I mean, they're the class of the league right now. But, I mean, this is a team that, Maryland's beaten them before. They've beaten them before, and they can do it again, I'm sure. Moreover than this, that's 4 points off the board. And this weekend puts Maryland in the bottom of the East Division. 27 points, 3 points out of a playoff spot, and everyone above him have game in hand. Maryland has played the most games in the NAHL, actually. They've played 37 games they've played the most in the entire league. So there's that. 11-21, 3-2. The goal differential is now minus 58. I can't say much. This is a weekend. This is a whole week of turmoil. It's a whole week of just things going wrong, and then the Friday Saturday going from Laurel and Rockville, which was good. I'm glad the Black Bears are going around the state to show off, you know, this team. Oh boy, that was not great. It was a not great weekend. Alex Atano, the play-by-play voice of your Maryland Black Bears, said it best when describing Saturday's game. Yikes. It's all you can say. Maryland's back at it this weekend, holiday weekend, so that means they're playing Saturday, Sunday. Saturday they will be taking on our 7:45 start on Saturday. Northeast Generals will be in town, and it's Caps Alumni Night. Another nice promotion the Maryland Black Bears are doing. Peter Bonger will drop the opening puck. He will drop the opening puck there for Caps. Peter Bonjo, very big in the area. He lives in Crofton for a while. I know that. Johnny P actually reffed one of his kids when he played soccer. And still in the area, obviously, as a community ambassador for the Washington Capitals. So good to see Bonzai back at the old practice rink for the Washington Capitals. So that's Saturday night. Sunday at 7 p.m. Again against the Northeast Generals. Also, skate night. Skate with the Black Bears night. Your ticket price includes skate rental. Johnny P will be there. So you can go to Johnny P, get an autograph from him. He might take his skates. You can skate with Johnny P. I don't think he's... I think I'm throwing him on the spot. Skate with Johnny P, though. You'll notice him. He's a small Italian with a camera, which is such a profiling thing. Anyway, go to the games this weekend. Go to MarylandBlackBears.com for all the ticket information. Go down to Piney Orchard because this is they got this weekend, and then they're in Jamestown, which they are terrible in. Then they're back at Piney Orchard, and then sure, three games against Johnstown in the early February. That's great. That's just fantastic. And then long homestand to end out the season. Their last home game's in March, so. Go out to your Black Bears, MarylandBlackBears.com for all the information, how to get tickets, all that fun stuff. Buy some swag. They don't pay me for this. I will tell you that right off the hop. So this is not a sponsored ad, hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored. This is just, I believe in this team, and you guys should too. Go out to them. Go out to see them. It's good hockey. Good hockey, damn it. Scores aren't going to tell that, but it's good hockey. So I will cop to it. I am going to cop to this right now because I am very guilty of this. I have been neglecting Team Maryland, and I apologize. I think it's because I hadn't been following them too much on the social medias, and then that's my fault. And then that's where I can get the score updates and stuff like that. But we've missed two weekends of Team Maryland. And the first weekend, last weekend, great weekend. Great weekend! Sweep of the Philadelphia Junior Flyers. How about that, dear hon? A sweep! Team Maryland! Floors! So they beat the Philadelphia... I don't know why I popped myself doing that voice. Philadelphia, in Philly, no less. Team Maryland won 5-4 on Saturday the 5th, and then won 3-2 on Sunday the 6th. Both extra frame affairs. Shootout on Saturday and an overtime on Sunday. Let's go through the totals on that Saturday. Alec Nigro with an even strength goal. Christian Warinski with the assist. Sylvain Keach won the power play also in the first period from Connor Ball. Second period, Philly got it back. Then Jakub Hasek, even strength goal. Nick Smear and Mac Bryce on the assist there. Then Jakub Hasek again on the power play. Keach and Redden, Connor Redden on the assist there. Then Team Philly, man, 2 goals in 5 seconds to tie the game up late in the third. Pretty brutes. And then that did nothing. And then in overtime for the shootout, Jakub Hasek scores the goal, and that wins it for Team Maryland. On Sunday, a little bit better. Nick Smear with the power play goal. Bryce and Connor Redden on the assist in the first period. Philly comes back. Mac Bryce on the power play. Lucas Fernacci and Hasek on the assist. And then Hasek, big hero this past, those 2 weekends ago. Even strength goal. Bryce Smear for the win in the overtime. This weekend, they were up in the New England area for some kind of weird, I guess, round-robin tournament. I don't know what the hell it was. It's two halves of hockey, and I'm very confused by it. Please, at Chesapeake Hockey Week, if you know what the hell is going on. They took on Seahawk Hockey Club on Sunday. Lost 4-0. 3 goals in the first half, 1 in the second. It's only 50 minutes, too, so 25, I don't know. So, rough outing for Team Maryland. Rhett Weselek, 49 saves on 53 shots. Good for him. Sad he couldn't get the win. Pretty decent performance, especially in that second half where he faced 22 shots, 31 shots in the first period for 53 total. Then they took on the East Coast Wizards. They lost 7-1 there. The only shining light was Carson Kratzer from Spencer and Linton Smith. And, of course, Team Maryland hit hard by the Maryland Black Bears call-ups. obviously Team Maryland hit hard. You lose Imburko, you lose Connor Redden, you lose Bryce, and you know your team's going to suffer too because three talented players like that get called up in little to no time, and then that happens. So we'll see how it goes. Team Maryland currently in the standings in the South Division. They're placing fourth, 7-24-1. It's a minus 101 goal differential, and 4-6-0 in their last 10. That's good. Like I said, this team's going to move together, thrown together hastily. Yada 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 yada. That's fine. Well, it's fine. It's okay. It's team's first time in there. It's going to be okay, everybody. Everything's going to be all right. Rockabye. No, that's not the song. Team Maryland next play the Walpole Express. They'll play Friday night and then Saturday morning, both at Piney Orchard Ice Arena. Friday night, 7 o'clock. Saturday morning, 11 a.m. And then there you go. You get a full feel of hockey in Piney Orchard Ice Forum. So go Team Maryland. Go get them. Enjoy your week, boys. And keep plugging away. Keep plugging away. Stephenson University back at it again. We'll go with the women's first. Chatham was in town in Reisterstown this past weekend. And it was a split weekend for Stephenson University. Friday night, they got the big win, 2-1 over Chatham. Both goals in the third period for Stephenson. Sierra Simako got a power play goal 2 minutes into the third period. Nikki Kendrick and Kellen Whitman with the assist there. And then that trio hit it up again. Kendrick this time with the goal with Simako and Whitman on the assist there for the game-winning goal. Annika Carlander, 26 saves in the winning effort. So big, big time for them. A good way to get the New Year started off right. Of course, they had to play a game Saturday, too. Barely lost that one, 4-2. Got off to a good start. Kept it hand-in-hand with against Chad. Nikki Kendrick from Kellen Whitman was the first goal on the power play. Kellen Whitman then got a power play goal of her own from Kendrick and Annie Smith-Hammond. Goaltender assist alert on the power play. Get those fantasy points going. And that was the scoring for that as Chatham scored 3 unanswered to win the game. Smith-Hammond, she had 20 saves in a losing effort. She got the decision, and Annika Carlander came in for only 7 minutes with one save, and then empty net played at 133 with no saves and no goals against. I love that stat for some reason. Empty net gets me every time. tough outing, but start to the year. Got off to a good start. They're at Nichols this weekend. 3:40 start on Friday. Ooh, that's an early one. And then 3 o'clock start on Saturday. Nichols College is in Buffalo, New York. If you're scoring at home or if you're in loan, apparently they're the Vikings. So, no, that looks like a Buffalo. I'm confused. Let me look it up here. Let's look up the live stats. Nichols Athletics, please. Thank you. Because I already look like a fool this much. Oh, they're the Bison. The Nichols Bison. Still don't know where they're from. In any case, there's that. That's the women's from this weekend. The men, the good old men's team, they went on the road. Were they on the road? No, they were at home. Scott, get your ish together. No, they were on the road. They're in upstate New York. Scott, you're terrible at life. Anyway, they took on Sunny Brockport on Friday night, got a big shutout there. 2-0 was the score. Chris Javins from Chattawat and then Bruce Stachias from Colin Woods on the power play. That's all she wrote for the goals. Riley McVeigh, 23 of 23. Dustin Moyer got 5 saves in 2 minutes and 44 seconds of work. Because why injure McVeigh, I guess? I don't know. Weird reasoning, but hey, go for it. Then they went up to Geneseo to take on the number one ranked Geneseo College. And there's a reason why Geneseo is number one. 7-0 the score. Not much to write home about. Dustin Moyer, 17 saves. Then Pierce Dushenko, 23 saves. Looks like that Riley McVeigh got injured. Not great. So they went up there. they did their thing, and yeah, not great for them overall. Well, I mean, good win, and then losing your goaltender, and then having to take on the number one team and losing Seven Cobb, not the best. This weekend, they're at Chatham. Their only game on Saturday, 7:10 p.m. So don't you dare miss it if you're in Chatham. I don't know where Chatham is. There's so many Chathams, but we'll go with that. So there's the Mustang report, and with that, we move now onward and upward. To the Navy, in the Navy, everybody. They took on Westchester on Friday, and this was a shootout. 90 shots in total. It went to OT, but Westchester University picked up the win 5-4 in overtime. Derek Golombrowski got the first goal for the midshipman. Joseph Kelly, Matthew Stamler on the assist. Then Stamler got a goal, evened it up in the second period. Golombrowski and Michael Burkhart on the assist. Joseph Kelly decided to get into it. Brendan Reynolds, Connor Hayden on the assist there. Then Matthew Stamler got the game-tying goal in the third with only 54 seconds left. Burkhart on the assist, but they let up a goal. Leo Flick, 4:44 into overtime there. Luke Marcus, 35 saves on 40 shots. So that was a big, a nice little thing for him. As Kevin Rooney's team drops one in overtime. And then on Saturday, Penn State Berks came to town. And the Navy took out, oh my God, another shootout of a game. Navy had 69 shots. Penn State had 64. There was no defense at all. 0% defense. That's insanity. Anyway, Navy with their seven goals. Josiah Tolvo from Zachary Flagler and Andrew Douglas. Then Luke Turk got in at Connor Hayden, Michael Burkhart. Luke Turk again from Hayden and Joseph Gianni. Connor Hayden got on the goal-scoring tip. Burkhart, Reynolds on the assist there. Then Burkhart got a goal. Stamler and Turk. Turk got another goal. Burkhart and Rooney and Andrew Douglas. Kevin Rooney, is that the same as the coach? Is the coach the player? Anyway, Andrew Douglas got a goal. Flagler and Turk on the assist there. Luke Marcus, another huge weekend, or another huge game. 61 saves on 64 shots. Turk, 3 goals and 2 assists. Flagler, 2 assists. Burkhart, a goal and 3 assists. Douglas, a goal and an assist. Big Connor Hayden, a goal and 2 assists. Big, big weekend for the Naval Academy. So congratulations to them on that big victory. And they will be, let's see if their schedule is correct, which of course it always is, ladies and gentlemen. They will be at Villanova, taking a little southeastern PA road trip. Villanova on Friday and then Drexel on Saturday. If you're in that area, oh, and then we're leading up. We're leading up to the big game on the 26th. Big Stan Wasilewski's birthday. Army, Navy, don't you dare miss it. So that's going to be a big game. You know that the Minis are going to be up for that one. Minis are going to be up huge for that one. So we'll see how that all goes go from there. So, but this weekend, Southeastern PA, keep the eye on the prize. Gentlemen, anchors away. Also on Friday, a meeting of Stevenson University and Towson University. Towson D1, Stevenson D2. How do you think that ended up? You guessed it. Stevenson won 4-3 in overtime. Oh, boy. Towson got up big first. Got up 2 Cobb after the first period, thanks to Matthew Barilla, unassisted, and Colin Mercier from Costa Penanzas and Teddy Whitehead. Then Stevenson came back. Aaron Revenolt from Joseph Kettleberger. Then Stevenson again, Thomas Fascinelli. Sorry, Thomas. Pat Shena with the assist there. Then Colin Mercier got Towson back up from Benjamin Murphy. Joshua Watterson unassisted there. And then Fascinini with the game winner, 3:42 into OT. Gary Matyuk with the assist there. And that puts Stevenson D2, big, big power boost for them. That's a big confidence builder for that team to beat a D1 team, albeit Towson hasn't been all that great this year. Still, to have that go against him. That's a rough one. Luckily, they'll be back home. Penn State Berks comes into town, and then West Virginia Friday, Saturday at Ice World in Abington, Maryland for Towson Hockey. Good luck to them as Penn State Berks. We know what they can do. Put on a lot of shots and then not score goals, I guess. We'll see how that goes out for them. This weekend for the Stevenson club team, they're playing in Reisterstown. So they're playing at home against University of Scranton. 5:30 p.m. start there. So if you're in the Reisterstown area, you can go pick that game up beforehand. Let's get to some players to wrap up this show. Nick Sorkin for the Worcester Railers 2.0HC MOUSC. One goal, one assist this past weekend. Two winning efforts for the Worcester Railers. Sam Annis back on the ice, had two goals since we last spoke to you guys for the Iowa Wild. The BC boys, Patrick Giles, Graham McPhee, both with an assist this weekend. Veronica Petty with an assist for Northeastern, while Haley Skrupa had two assists for the Boston Pride, and Madison Ferrand had an assist for RIT. great showing this weekend. Still a little bit concerning. I mean, Eric Sweetman's down for a bit. Jarrett Rosberg hasn't really got much into it. Kind of really faded on David Bondra just in life. He was getting too much. And check scores don't get updated that well. And I can't read check. So there's that as well. But Maryland players starting to get that second half going. Mike Chen's been out for a while. He hasn't been doing much for a while either. So hopefully the second half of the season can treat all our Maryland players right and get that Clutch Crab hockey there, hon. So that's it. That's all. We've done it again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to this ranting and raving from a kid in North Dakota from Maryland. If you want to support the show, go to @ChesapeakeHWPod. So, you know, hit that follow button there. We appreciate all the newcomers in, and I'm glad I can provide a service for you all, whether it be podcasts or even game updates like that for people who can't be there. And this weekend was big, though we couldn't get the Laurel game because the Laurel game was 6-0 or down because of network issues. People couldn't make it out to Rockville because of the snowstorm that hit Maryland. So people were appreciative of that, too. And I thank you. I thank you for tuning in, and I hope you guys stick around and enjoy the lunacy that is my thoughts and figures. Other than that, Faceoff Hockey Show, Johnny P. put the Laurel photos up. He didn't go to Rockville because of the snow. The Laurel pictures are up from Friday night. Facebook.com/FOHS Radio. Check out the pictures there. He got some good ones with his new camera. So he has that going for him. you can subscribe to our Patreon. Help us help you. Patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow. There's a tier system. If you guys want to give a lot or a little, whatever, we appreciate any kind of money you want to provide. Everything goes back in the show, whether it be for travel costs, whether it be for studio upgrades, whether it be for whatever. You know, especially Johnny going to Laurel and stuff like that, doing photography. We don't get paid for this, aside from the kindness of your guys' heart and a little bit here and little scraps here and there from Blog Talk Radio for putting ads that you hear at the beginning and possible middle of the show. So if you listen to those, thank you for that as well. That's it. That's all. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Faceoff Hockey Show Media Faction, powered by Blog Talk Radio. It's cold outside, dear hon. I hope you got your bread, your milk, your teepee. You're going out there. You're not sliding down there. $6.95. Don't need to do that. You're going to slip and slide everywhere. You think of the ocean, even though the ocean got some snow, too. It's really weird. Don't know how saltwater snow. I don't know. I'm not Marty Bass. Not Marty Bass, dear hon. But you know what? Get your Clutch Crab hockey, a lot of hockey on the slate. Go down, support your local team. We'll see you all next week.